second guess me. No, no.
Confessions of a train wreck. Commandment number 132. Thou shalt remember that the best confessions are the ones you're scared to make. Hello, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to another episode of your favourite podcast, Confessions of a Trainwreck. I'm Phoebe, your podcast host, and as long-time listeners would also know, your resident hot mess. Now, this week I'm doing something a little bit different and something I haven't done in a very long time. And you know what? To be totally honest, I think I've probably only done this once in the entire 3-year podcast history. And that, my friends, is a solo episode. Truth be told, I actually find solo episodes a little bit awkward because I personally feel like I need someone to banter with and to riff off. But I really admire how other podcasters do solo episodes. So I'm giving it one last shot. And if it doesn't work out and you hate it, then guess what? We live and we learn, and I promise that I won't ever do one again. So before we start, I just want to give you a little bit of background as to why I'm putting myself into this position in the first place. As some of you may or may not know, I actually can't remember if it was in the podcast or just a conversation that I had with someone in real life, that I've copped some heat about the fact that people no longer think that I'm a train wreck, both on iTunes and in my Instagram DMs. But those of you who know me in real life will tell you that that could not be further from the truth. Look, I do admit there are a few things that I've managed to clean up a little bit, most notably my finances, but what occurred to me recently is there are a few things that I've been keeping from you. And technically, I think those count as a lie of omission. So as Hilary Duff would say, I'm coming clean. And as Usher would say, these are my confessions. Buckle up, kings and queens, because I'm about to confess a few things to you to prove that I still am the same train wreck you came to know and love all those years ago. Confession number one, and this is a little bit of a nostalgic confession if I'm being totally honest, and if you're an OG listener, this will not surprise you in the slightest. But my first confession for today is I have not done a tax return for 3 years. Now just let that sink in for a minute, and if you have not been listening since the start, then I will just fill you in on a little FYI. In the very first season of this podcast, 3.5 years ago, I confessed that I had not done a tax return in 6 years. You know what? That statement was actually what got me to win the Nova PodQuest competition, which is how this podcast even started in the first place. So maybe because me not doing it for 6 years gave me such success, there's some kind of like internal resistance in me that's maybe not do it again for another 3 years because now I'm kind of due for another success, if you know what I mean. And like I still am talking about this book that I am madly still trying to write on the side, and maybe I feel like if I don't do my tax return again for a significant period of time, then something else will come great, like a book. Anyway, that's the way that I've justified it to myself, but the plot thickens because I'm also working. Oh my God, this noise has been going for 5.5 hours and I've been trying to record this podcast all day. I cannot catch a break. I've been trying really hard to record this episode, but as you can hear, I am in extremely tough competition with whatever is happening underneath my apartment, which has now been going for 5.5 hours. 7 hours later, and they've finally stopped. But do you know what else has stopped? My train of thought. I think I was somewhere around the tax return confession, but to be honest, I really don't want to go into it anymore because I know that I'm in the wrong and I probably shouldn't have fessed up to that anyway. So if you are in law enforcement or an accountant or a policeman or anybody who's going to potentially come and audit and find me, please don't. I've had it pretty rough this year, lost all my income, need that tax return badly. So you know what? I'm going to lodge one before the end of the year, and that is going to be the only 2020 resolution that I'm going to keep. Confession number two, and I really, really hope nobody that I work with is listening to this episode, because if they are, then I am so busted. So confession number two is I actually use a ring light when I do Zoom meetings when I'm working from home, and I have done the whole way through lockdown. So as a way background, I got stood down back March 23. I'll never forget that day. It's absolutely etched in my mind. And throughout that whole period, I have been working from home at minimum 2 days a week. So I got very used to just doing my meetings via Zoom, as I'm sure we all have this year. But the lighting in my apartment is quite dark because it is one of those old wall store kind of loft style apartments. And I've set myself up in my home office, and I ended up buying a light during lockdown just from Kmart. It is a shitty ring light that you need to lean against something for it to actually stand up. But honestly, I can't believe that I haven't bought a ring light sooner. Like, you can use them for everything. They make your Instagram photos look better, your Instagram stories look better. But honestly, highly recommend. They make you really stand out in the little Brady Bunch little boxes that you appear on when you're in a Zoom call. And people that I work with have consistently commented since I've worked from home that I look really luminous and glowy when I'm in a Zoom meeting. And I just laugh it off and I'm like, haha, it's just the good lighting in my apartment. Little do they know that if I turned the computer around, they would be face to face with a ring light, which is why I look so glowy. But you know what? I really have no regrets about that, because I feel like also when you work from home, you're dressed like, right now I'm wearing a Country Road jumper that I would never wear into the office. But I think you just have to make a little bit of like an extra effort in a different way when you're working from home. Like, I would never wear the stuff that I wear to the office when I'm working from home. So I'm going to go a little bit OTT with the lighting. It's kind of like, I always used to say you can get away with either wearing super daggy cash clothes if you have your hair and makeup done, or you can go vice versa and just have a really bare face if you're wearing kind of more put together clothes. And I feel like the same thing applies for the lighting Zoom meeting situation. That is the way that I'm justifying it to myself. Not that I even need to justify it. I'm now on the market for a better ring light that can actually hold my phone in it. Imagine my Zoom meetings then. Confession number three, and I'm sorry, this is actually pretty disgusting, but I was so, so, so desperate. Confession number three, the other day I needed to pee so badly when I was gridlocked in traffic that I literally unscrewed the lid to a water bottle with the intent to pee in it, but I didn't. So hear me out for this one. So a couple of weeks ago, I dropped my boyfriend at the airport before I went to work. And anybody who has done an early morning airport run that coincides with peak morning traffic will know that the commute time in toto comes to about an hour and a half, I'd probably say this trip took me. And before I got in the car, I'd had a whole bottle of pre-workout, another bottle of water, and a coffee. So I really needed. I just need to pee all the time anyway. I'm literally that meme that's like the girl in the coffin with a little speech bubble coming out saying, I need to pee. That is honestly me. And I got him to the airport, and obviously I can't really park at the airport and go in to pee, but I was like, it's totally cool. I'll be at work in like 20 minutes, whatever. Got out of the airport and back onto the motorway to work, and there was a traffic accident, and Google Maps turned red and told me that I still had 45 minutes to go to get to work. Now, keep in mind that there was actually nowhere on the side of the road that I could even pull over. There wasn't like a petrol station, there wasn't a Macca's. And you know, when you reach the level of needing to pee that actually stings and kind of sends shooting pains up your body, and I was wriggling around in my seat, I couldn't pull over anywhere. Like, at this point, I literally would have peed on the side of the road. I do not even care. I needed to go that badly. And the thoughts going through my head were like, can my bladder actually burst? Or am I about to get a really hectic UTI? Or like something, for the level of pain that I was feeling, I couldn't help but think that something was going to go terribly, terribly wrong.
And I remember one of my old housemates once told me that when she used to commute daily from Brisbane to the Gold Coast for work, once there was a traffic accident and she needed to pee so bad that she actually did pee into a water bottle on the Bruce Highway. So I remember that I had an F45 water bottle, shout out to you, F45, under my seat, and I actually bent down to get it and unscrewed the lid with the intent to pee in it. Like, completely, I was going to pee in it. I was wearing a dress. It was perfect. But because my car is so little and so low to the ground, all of the cars around me are slightly higher than where I sit, so it would have been very easy for you to see into my car and to see what I was doing. And in that moment, all I could think about was what my mum would say when a video surfaced on Facebook that had gone viral on news.com for someone who had filmed a girl peeing in her car at 7:30 on a Tuesday morning on the highway. So I refrained from actually doing that, but I was honestly moments away from doing that. And I actually parked my car across a driveway and ran into the office before I could even park just to pee. But look, I still live to tell the tale, although it would have been kind of a cool story to say that I had needed to pee so badly that I did actually pee in a water bottle. But, you know, I'm only 31. There's plenty of time for that. Confession number 4. This might not actually be that weird, but I am currently wearing and have started wearing men's roll-on deodorant. Now, one of my biggest pet peeves in my whole life has always been smelling, and that could be my feet, my BO, my breath, whatever have you. I always have mints on me. I always have deodorant and perfume in my bag. I even have like a separate perfume from the expensive perfume that I'd normally wear out at nighttime, like a little cheapo handbag perfume. I'm not even going to lie, this is probably another confession in itself, but it is that pink long tube of Paris Hilton perfume that I used to love when I was in high school. And truth be told, I still kind of love it as my muck around like handbag perfume because it is so cheap at Chemist Warehouse. Anyway, cut to the chase. So obviously exercising in summer is a lot tougher than exercising in winter, and exercising in summer in Queensland, whew, holy humidity, Batman. So my boyfriend for some reason doesn't smell, like he does not get BO, and that is not normal, but I'm also very, very jealous because when I come home from F45 in the morning, he can't come near me because he just says that I smell like a teenage boy. And you know what? I can't even refute that claim because it's so true. I stink, and I think in 2020 I have gotten stinkier. So my normal deodorant, I used to wear Rexona Sexy, and I'm pretty sure that isn't antiperspirant, but for some reason that was just not doing the trick. So I thought about men's deodorant and how it's probably a lot stronger and probably has a lot higher antiperspirant content in it because for the most part they tend to smell a little bit more than we do. But I think a man's spray deodorant has a lot stronger scent than a roll-on deodorant would. So I found a little men's roll-on deodorant that's an antiperspirant stick as well. And now that's what I use to go to the gym in the morning. And you know what? It's actually working really, really well. And I still sweat like a beast, but it's not the same kind of like pungent BO teenage boy smell that it was before. So you know what? Maybe this isn't even a confession. Maybe this should be a hack. And I know that a lot of people have this problem because I used to do ballet with a girl who had this like profuse, it was an actual sweating problem. And she used to have to get like medical grade deodorant or something. So if you are also a sweater, might I suggest that you try men's deodorant? I mean, it really worked for me, so not a lot of things do. Let's just say that. Don't you second guess me.
Confessions of a train wreck. If you haven't subscribed yet, hello, do it now. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, rate me and write a review. See you again next week for Trainwreck Tuesday.